Episode number 298.
Because, you know, I think there's a lot of people and companies that really are yearning to get back in the office, get back in that face-to-face, be able to run their business the way they have. And right. I think then there's a lot of people that aren't, or that their businesses have shifted so drastically that it's not, they're not going to go back.
Welcome to the Be Real Show with Travis Too Tall and Hop, where we talk about life, dreams, social media, and business.
Well, hello and welcome to the Be Real Show with Travis Too Tall and Hop. Boys and girls and ladies and gentlemen, you know your boy is always fired up, and we're coming on, even though the show is going to come out later, we are coming on a new year, folks, and many new things in this year. And I think I have a perfect guest in the moment of that we're recording now for the time, you know, because he is an entrepreneur by spirit, has an incredible story. But also, you know, we're going to talk about it. There's many challenges we're going through as entrepreneurs in the state of California, and seeing our clients and things like that, and how we're trying to pivot. And so we're pumped to bring you guys Tragic Rich, Mr. Rich Rudzinski. How you doing today, Tragic Rich?
What's up, Travis? Super pumped to be here. Happy almost New Year.
Happy New Year, brother. We're making it on. Like we joked a little bit before, we never even had this last 2020,
yeah, but just a bad dream.
Just a bad dream. Just a bad dream, guys. Just to give you a little bit more about my man, you know, born and raised in the LA area, went to UC San Diego, and then at some point got an entry-level job as a developer, guys, at a digital agency downtown San Diego. Worked that pipeline for many years, and then at some point was working in white labeling his services with other agencies, which is an amazing service, something we kind of figured out too with services and media and things like that. Just another great way of building business and not having sales forces and just getting to do the work and giving, it's a win for everybody, you know, and especially, you know, going forward, a lot of businesses are doing that. And now the journey continues, my man, with this COVID land and many different things. Obviously we talk about the accolades, but how is it going right now, man, for you?
Yeah, it's going good. I mean, like, you know, it was definitely a very trepidous year and a lot of ups and downs, you know, kind of got the rug pulled out from under us after, you know, a couple months of really big growth coming out of 2019. Yes. And then, you know, it hit all of our clients, and that just trickles downhill to your services, you know. So we have people in entertainment. We are helping people in the like a resort company that's in like the hospitality. So like all those projects just froze and cut out, and like, you know, our rug got ripped. But, you know, I think as businesses started to realize like, this isn't going away, we need to figure out how to navigate in this new normal, how to, you know, make our businesses profitable despite not having, you know, in-person events, or despite not having some of their normal ways, how do they pivot? How can we help them pivot? So coming, I think it was out, you know, like kind of September, October, I could feel things kind of like re-picking back up, and coming into the end of the year, it's been like really strong. I'm really looking forward to the new year and continuing to, you know, help our clients grow.
Yeah, the vaccine, baby. Moderna, Pfizer. For those that need to be protected, especially those that are on the front lines, guys, I mean, it's going to help everybody to have vaccination. Let's get this thing back open, guys. I mean, let's just be real. This is not how we want to live. We want to go to a concert. We want to go hang out with our friends and feel like it's okay, and give our grandma a kiss and feel like we're not spreading the Rona with her because we didn't know. We're all trying to be safe, but Jesus Christ, I mean, how much can you ask from us, guys?
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about your journey. Obviously, we talked a little bit about the digital agency. And then talk to us a little bit about, like, right now, what kind of services are you really thriving with your customers right now?
Totally.
What are you needing right now during these times, especially?
Yeah, so I started my business out of my own solopreneurship. So it was just me consulting. And then, as you mentioned, I moved into kind of just the white label role, and we were just kind of behind the scenes, you know, always focused on development and software.
Right.
And then a couple of years ago, we made a big transition and really started focusing on our outbound sales and marketing and getting directly with the end clients. We still do some white label work, but it's a lot smaller with, you know, specific partnerships and stuff. Right. You know, we've just been growing really, unlike a lot of other agencies that are marketing, you know, design focused, like we are just software, like that's our bread and butter, web apps, you know, the whole nine yards. A lot of the, you know, technology moves very fast. So, you know, the things we were doing when we started are not the things that we're doing now. And they're not going to be the things we're doing tomorrow, you know? So, it's always about keeping on top of that, forefront. So, A lot is happening in the industry right now with, you know, the growth of SaaS platforms and no code, low code platforms and stuff. So like that's kind of taking away some of our normal work and, you know, letting marketing design agencies just kind of run with those because the platforms are a lot easier for them to build really sophisticated experiences for their clients. Right. So we just kind of keep taking a step back, doing a lot in cloud hosting right now, doing a lot in like, you know, more advanced like web applications for startups or businesses. We help a couple clients that have like a lot of different properties. So instead of having to engage with a WordPress agency and a Shopify agency and all these different things, they can come to us and we're just, you know, great technology generalists. So we can help them across all their different platforms, whether it's custom software or, you know, customizing one of these existing, you know, off the shelf solutions. Right. And then the way moving forward into 21, we're really starting to focus in IoT software. So we have a couple new projects coming up with both a startup and then something that we're working on co-founding another company. And we're going to be working in kind of the IoT space. So that's, I think, an exciting move forward for us and kind of getting out of like your standard just web experience and more into like these connected devices and this whole, you know, interconnected world that we're building.
Yeah. There's something too. I was talking to another podcast guest and he was talking about the voice.
Apps,
the apps you can build on the voice platforms of the, you know, not only Siri and obviously these things, but obviously Amazon's and these platforms where you can have, I forgot exactly the term, but it was a, you know, it's basically you're creating an app for the platform.
Right.
Like
exactly.
You're creating your apps for your, you know, platforms that we typically use, guys and gals out there, that, you know, the iPad and the things you want to download. The same thing for voice.
Yeah, you can build like skills for Alexa and stuff.
Skills. Yeah, there it is. Skills. Yeah. The Alexa skills. So,
and then actually really, really interesting too, is like the whole Clubhouse thing, right? That's coming out into your world a little bit more than mine, I think. But like, you know, I think just the way that we interact with technology right now is not natural for us as humans. You know, it's a lot of poking and typing and stuff. And I think like voice as natural language processing, you know, really starts to take over and really starts to get sophisticated. So they actually know what I'm saying versus what you're saying. You know, I think these things are going to start to enable us to have a more natural experience with our phones or our apps or whatever it is.
So navigate, to write posts, to do text, to write emails, these things that we all kind of should be able to do with voice. I mean, sometimes actually, you know, Siri and Google, the translators are pretty good. But let's be real, they could always be better. And so, you know, predicting these things for us, obviously the, like the Gmail app has amazing technology to predict kind of what you're going to say.
Yeah.
With the easy swipe, you can.
Yeah, just write my email for me, man. Like, I don't even have the time, you know?
The same thing with the replies, which are amazing too, as well, inside the Gmail platform, which is, you know, allows you to just basically say, thank you, respond. You can create, obviously, your own canned responses or templated responses, which I always love too, if you're getting a certain amount of inbound requests about something about, you know, booking on the podcast or something like that. And it's easy for me to just hit canned response, you know, book a guest, and then it's so much easier, obviously, than having to write everything out and what to say, blah, 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 or find the document. But now, I mean, like, they're making the prediction for you what to say back, and it's pretty cool. I mean, it's probably eventually, I do imagine, not too long ago, my man, you know, from today in 2021 or 2022, that it's just going to be an autopilot mode or something, you know? Hey, autopilot this thing out for me.
Just think it and it'll be there, right?
On small stuff, Gmail, just respond. On big stuff, you know, wait for me, you know? Yeah. Maybe there's some way of doing that. As far as you see, these platforms have gotten insane with the amount of things that they're doing. And it keeps you on top of your toes, man, because I'm sure, like us in the social game, everything's changing all the time. The algorithms are changing. The platforms are changing. The people are going somewhere different. And like you said, in 5-10 years, they're going to be doing something different. We know that.
Yeah.
We know that, you know?
Yeah. A lot of what we do now too is like pulling data from these different systems. So there's all these off the platform systems, but then they're not all communicating. So then we have to build software to kind of tie systems together, pull data between places, give, you know, better, you know, C-level reporting or, you know, e-commerce reporting or whatever it might be. And
from multiple decks of data, right?
Absolutely. Exactly.
That's not going away. And I think that's what's also pushed you, obviously, to be in the driver's seat, my man, in many ways. And a lot of businesses are going to want to digitize still.
Oh, yeah. Well, like this year just brought a huge, you know, secondary wave of that. I think a lot of the businesses that maybe like didn't think they could digitize, you know, all of a sudden we're forced
to have to, and rethink their models, rethink their management. You know, I think there's a lot that's coming out of that. And then it's going to be interesting as we shift back, because, you know, I think there's a lot of people and companies that really are yearning to get back in the office, get back in that face-to-face, be able to run their business the way they have. And right. I think then there's a lot of people that aren't, or that their businesses have shifted so drastically that it's not, they're not going to go back. And so kind of figuring out what this new kind of business environment looks like, you know, in 21, as everybody's getting vaccinated and we're coming back out, it's going to be a very interesting time. And I think that, you know, really, I don't think digital has taken hold of all these business processes and stuff. And I don't think a lot of that's going to go away. You know, even us, like we had an office down here in San Diego, and mostly our office was just so that clients could come in, meet with us, say, hey, shake hands. Like that's not expected anymore. And I think that businesses are getting a lot more comfortable with the fact that, like, I don't have to fly out there. I don't have to meet this person. Like there's these other technologies that allow us to communicate just as easily. And I can, you know, still get a good sense that of, you know, the person that I'm going to be working with and stuff.
You still can make deals happen, guys. I've been recording this podcast for now 4.5-5 years on Zoom. When Skype started not working, I hopped on Zoom. It was very early on Zoom. But the point is, in general, guys, is that we know business still can happen, connections still can happen, and businesses will run more profitably if they can cut out some extra fluff out of their business. I mean, if you can cut out $5,000 of rent expense, hey, you and your team can, you know, have some more perks and get together and do more fun things. I've heard many entrepreneurs saying, hey, we're not going to bring back some of these commercial leases, and we're going to be taking our teams to Cabo for a month.
That's what I'm talking
about.
And
like, you know, and working down there for a month, and like, and then experiencing something different, and culture just changes. So it's not always negative. You know, people always say, oh, working from home, but a lot of people like it, you know, especially now a year into it. Not having hours of bumper to bumper traffic and things like that.
Yeah, you get a little spoiled on that, right?
You can just hop on, baby. You can work whenever you want.
Yeah,
it's a blessing and a curse, man. Well, like I said, I think you are in the driver's seat, man, because I think all that is save money. If you are a business that's surviving, still scrapping together, and still, you know, making it through these times, and hopefully gets better in 2021 and beyond, and you've cut out some of your expenses, right? You're going to have time to spend more money on digitizing your business, social media, or anything that's maybe additional services that you haven't been doing to help you grow even further, you know?
Absolutely.
And like you said, some have been forced to, and they have kind of, but I think there's a lot that have still kind of been just like in shock, and they're still kind of surviving. They're still kind of figuring it out. They're still trying to say, oh, where am I going to be open? But at some point, inevitably, we all have to have that digital arm. We all have to understand our customer better, know the data, know where our sales are coming from, et cetera, et cetera. And I think that it's just scratching the surface with the amount of businesses out there that still don't even know these things.
Yeah, absolutely.
From farmers to everything, you know.
Right. Now we're doing some, getting into some good ag tech. You know, that's a really exciting place. Also, you know, in we were talking about like shifting back to the workforce, you know, that's presenting a lot of new opportunities. One of our clients has like business intelligence systems that run like smart buildings for commercial offices and stuff.
Oh, okay.
And there's one of our projects coming up is we're going to be integrating with Density, which is a Canada company that does people tracking so that you can, you know, understand occupancy in a conference room, or you can understand how many people are going in and out of the bathroom without having like videos of that. And it's like really, really cool technology. And obviously they're blowing up during all this COVID stuff. And I think that there's going to be this whole extra wave of like building safety and workplace safety that's going to come. That's going to be very IoT connected, you know, measuring, you know, bodies in a room, you know, figuring out traffic in order to be able to send cleaning, teams over to clean things, you know, after a certain number of people use something or whatever. So it's just, you know, I think this is opening up. And so this is really exciting for us as we're getting more and more into IoT to build some of these software and connect some of these different systems and stuff. So I think, you know, between the digital arm and then like the, you know, just workplace intelligence, you know, I think it's going to be a really exciting year. Really looking forward to it.
Let's go, my man. Bring in the fuego, my man. I love it, dude. It's always good to be positioned in a good way. And obviously you take the punches like you, myself, customers, certain categories of business closed. We can't do anything about it.
Absolutely.
Pivot, work hard, figure out new things, and you will survive. That's the best
part. And also, you know, figure out how you can help. You know, a lot of what we did too during the COVID was like, how can we help these customers that are hurting really bad so that, you know, they're able to minimize the impact, or they're able to, you know, help pivot a little bit easier when they're being really pinched. So, you know, we gave a bunch of discounts and, you know, deferred payments and other things like that to try to, you know, help our clients so that they can get through it, so that we can get through it together. So,
dude, that's the way to do it, brother. That's the only way to do it. We've been doing that now for like a year on some of our customers.
Yeah.
We still haven't sent them an invoice. We say, hey, dude, we're going to keep working at this. And when you get open and when we get back in rocking,
yeah, it's going to level out, right?
You've been with me for this long, you know, you're going to always be, you know, loyal with me. And it's just the right thing to do if you can. Now, some people can't, unfortunately, no, absolutely. You know, so if you can, that's the right thing to do, Rich. So good job, my man. Now we're about to take you into our top 10. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Apple or Android?
Android.
Android. Netflix or YouTube?
We'll go to YouTube.
YouTube. Instagram or Facebook?
Instagram.
Instagram.
They're the same at this point, right?
They're all the same. Now. Yeah, it's all connected now. He's like, he's got the algorithm working on both. They got the ads on them all, baby. It's called a cash machine is what it's called. Yeah. chicken or steak?
Vegetables.
Vegetables. What's your favorite vegetable?
Mushrooms.
Mushroom. I love mushrooms, dude. Do you have you tried any of the like Impossible Burgers or Beyond?
Yeah,
Beef?
Totally. I've been vegetarian vegan for about 15 years, so I've definitely
tried
seen the transition of all that. It's really a crazy time, just especially as they're, you know, marketing towards like meat eaters and really trying to cut down. You know, it's all environmental driven. It's all good stuff. So.
Absolutely. And yeah, it's evolved a lot because I remember testing all the Morningstar and some of that stuff.
Yeah, some of that stuff's rough.
Oh my God, that stuff is rough, dude. I mean, yeah. I still would do it, but I like meat, but I also like a lot of vegetables. And so I'm like, that's the Beyond Beef.
Get that balance. Yeah,
it's
totally.
A good balance. It's a great balance. And those things are going to evolve and get better, I'm sure.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. And then there's a whole other layer of it with all the lab grown meats. I don't know if you're in like,
oh yeah.
Our food systems are changing very fast. Yes. Because, you know, the globe can't sustain it anymore. So it's important that everybody kind of gets behind these new movements and tries them out and gives it a go, because really they are, you know, hands and feet over where things were just 3 years ago or something. You know, it's crazy.
Insane, dude. Yeah. The 3D printing technology, lab grown meats, and who knows what's next, dude, you know?
For sure.
We need the real ones, the kidneys and the hearts and the transplants and all that. So no one has to ever wait in a donor line ever again. That would be one of my blessings to the world.
Yeah, and, hopefully soon.
Once, you know, the mindset of people has to get over that we are just in a new era.
Yeah.
That we can do these things. Just like we can do a lot of things to save people's lives. You have to realize and recognize that. And it's crazy that they can, you know, I've seen this three years ago, they were doing baking a kidney and a kid had a kidney that was 3D printed. It was in Wake Forest. That was crazy. Like 5 years ago by now, guys.
Yeah.
This has been there for 5 years, and there's many other people out there. It's just not, it can't get out there to the full public until it's, you know, fully vetted and things. But once people accept it, it's like anything, man, that'll be a huge blessing, man.
Absolutely.
Another great wave. So laptop or smartphone, if you got to get out the door right now?
Laptop.
Laptop. Spotify or Pandora for music?
I just switched to Spotify, actually.
Nice. Yeah. How are you liking it? You liking it?
Yeah, I'm liking it, definitely.
It's a long time coming. To dive deep into like a catalog of music or things like that.
Which is nice, not to like beat Pandora's algorithm anymore. Like, I'm tired of telling it no, and I can just listen to an album. You know, there's some nice perks to it. I finally pulled over to the dark side.
And they got a lot of great playlists on there too, dude. To keep it kind of variety too,
fresh,
you know.
Yeah.
To kind of keep, yeah. You just find a good playlist you like, and then, you know, and then the cool thing about Spotify is it's always tracking what you listen to, and then every year at the end, it's going to give you a 2020 of your favorite songs, and you can listen to your bangers, your favorite ones, and you can go back to 2018 and 17 and 16 and 15 and listen to what you were feeling in those years. Nice, it's kind of interesting, dude.
It'll be interesting to come back to 2020, right? It's gonna be some dark music time.
Different music. Yeah. There's different music, not that much music out this year. Cause obviously, you know, not really a lot of motivation to, cause the touring, you know, they make a lot of money, guys, when they get the tour. So they're obviously all holding back probably their music. Yeah, all the hits are holding back till this year so they can hit that road. Movies or video games when you're trying to chill out?
Video games.
Video games. Reading books or listening to books?
Reading books.
Reading books. Stocks or real estate when you're thinking about some types of other investments? Stocks, baby. Do you have a favorite stock?
I got a couple that I'm, you know,
in on, I think it's the, you know, with the pandemic and stuff, it's really interesting time, obviously. Oh, yeah. With Robinhood and stuff, you know, tons of people came and started messing with the market and everything. But I think it's a good for, you know, any entrepreneur, business person to, you know, have that mindset of different investment opportunities besides just, you know, their businesses that they're going after.
One of the smartest things that you guys could do, guys. I've gone through a whole lot of different things, Rich, in my journey of investing and running a business and things like that. And at one point it was rough in 2013 and getting through the shitty time of 2009 with the housing crisis and all these types of things. And then the momentum that I built, guys, was when I started putting money outside of my business into other companies. You know what I mean? In stocks, you can do that on Robinhood. You can do that in publicly traded companies. You can do that in privately traded companies on things like SeedInvest and some of these other ones that are not necessarily, they're much smaller, guys. You could lose your money, but it could bang for you. You could have a good one in there and it could bang. And you're also, and the thing about that, guys, is you don't get your money back. So you got to be real careful. Stocks, you still can get your money back. If the thing goes down 20%, you still could lose 20 and still get the thing back tomorrow. You buy a bad piece of real estate, guys, and you lose, it's going to take you a lot longer to get out of it. So I love stocks. And then the thing about stocks is you're investing in a company. You are literally putting shares in a company, guys. And I'll tell you a story. I put $500 in Tesla, and it's probably close to $80,000, dude. $500. And it's in a retirement account. I'm not touching it. I believe Tesla's going to keep going. It's in a retirement account, guys. But $500. I had $1,000 and I sold $500 because it went from 25 to 200 and something. And I was like, oh my God, this is insane. I did buy Facebook and some other ones, but it hasn't even done anywhere near, obviously, what if I just had held it. So I will tell you guys, you know, don't ever clean out the whole clock of a stock, because I literally only kept $500, guys.
Yeah.
$500 turned.
It's good to take some of those earnings though, because sometimes things drop back down and stuff. So that's a good play. You got half, you made some, and then you realize this thing's going to keep going. So
that's what it is right there, guys, is at least get some profit back. Cause obviously, you know, that there's many cases where I can give you GoPro and many other cases where it was $90 and now it's $5 or whatever. You know? You could be on the flip side of that. But the point is, you never know the right exact time, but never clean out completely of a growth stock.
Yeah.
A growth stock. If you're going to buy GE, okay, clean out. It ain't going up and down too much.
Yeah.
But a growth stock like Airbnb, it could be $1,000 in 5 years. You know, you just don't know. And so the whole point is you don't want to clean out the whole kitchen. That's all I would say. Last thing for you, my man, if you're thinking about relaxing, oceans or lakes?
Lakes.
Lakes. Love it, dude. When you wake up in the morning and you're getting yourself ready for the day, you're getting your mindset ready, why do you love being you, Mr. Tragic Rich?
You know, I think it's just about the world that I've created, you know, the business that I run, the, you know, my place and my pets and everything. You know, I'm just really have surrounded myself with the things that really bring benefit and happiness to my life, you know, things that spark that joy. And, you know, I think that it's been a long time coming. There's been a lot of struggles, a lot of ups and downs, but ultimately, you know, I've created, you know, my future, and I've created something that I can, you know, control and have control over my time. I was listening to one of your other podcasts about, you know, ultimately that's, you know, an entrepreneur's, you know, greatest asset. And also the thing that you're striving to, you know, get the most out of is that you work really hard so that you can have, you know, more control over your time and how you spend it.
It's the biggest blessing. It's the hardest in the beginning, but then at some point it turns and plays off.
It does. Yeah. Yeah.
Whether that's your team scaling, whether that's you just got investments there, you know, places so that you're secure, more secured, whatever it is. And there's no right or wrong answer, but it's the truth. And that's the biggest thing, is because the time is everything. It's the one thing we don't get more of. As much as these guys at Calico and these companies are trying to give us more more life extension, which we can hope.
Yeah,
we can help. I'm down for it all. Let's go to 120, Rich. Let's get to 120,
baby. That's what I'm saying. But I'm gonna be cyborg in space, man. 150.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Yeah. You watch some of these shows on Netflix and some of these stuff. They talk about, you know, our intelligence are gonna just be, you know, connected into a multiverse of other intelligences, and that. It's pretty cool. And
yeah,
it's
really crazy stuff. It's a fun time to be here, right?
It is, dude. I mean, we could be a lot worse in 100 years later, 100 years back, 100 years back. Do you think you'll ever retire from the game of software developing and business?
You know, I think as an entrepreneur, like, you're always, you know, messing with something. You always have some idea, you know. So I think I will always be kind of, you know, doing things that, you know, at some point, ideally, you know, it'd be more like board member or something, you know, advising, investing in a bigger amount. But, you know, I don't think that it's anything that I would, you know, I'm not looking to like retire at a certain age and stop doing all my stuff. You know, I'm just trying to get my business to the level of where I'm trying to get it. And then I'm already starting a couple new ventures this coming year. And it's just about, you know, growing that portfolio, growing the brand, growing the personal brand, and, you know, just seeing where I can take it.
What it is, baby. Put it in that work, my man. You are. You definitely are. Do you have a routine to start your day?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, getting up, playing with my little rhino iguana that's just about to turn.
Oh, nice.
Blonde. Yeah.
Nice.
And then, you know, having a coffee, listening to some music, and just kind of really, you know, setting myself for the day, you know, looking at my schedule and understanding, you know, how brutal of a sprint it's going to be, and then getting at it.
What kind of music do you like to get your mindset right?
You know, anything pretty heavy.
Let's go.
Usually start with some nice grindcore, you know.
Tool. Dun, dun, dun.
A little bit heavier than Tool.
Heavier than Tool. Tool is cool commercial. Sorry, guys. My bad. Tool's still pretty good, though. I like
Tool. Still pretty good. And
still pretty damn good. Yeah, I like that.
Great San Diego.
Maynard's a good dude right
for
there.
Sure.
He's a good, talented guy. Oh, my God. That guy is very talented. Is there a skill you're trying to master? Is there something you're trying to get better at?
Not presently. Like right now, it's a lot of focusing on the business and everything.
Absolutely.
You know, downtime is spent reading or playing video games, and hasn't been a lot of other skill honing at the moment. But
it's tough to find a new skill at this point. We're just all trying to get our mindsets right, survive.
Right.
California's a little different right now, guys. I think we've had the strictest lockdowns of any state. Fully, they've already said that, and we have the worst numbers, and so it's. It's just
winning on both ends.
We're winning on both ends, guys, no matter what, how you put it. You know, but we will get through this. Those that do, we will be stronger and we'll love each other more. And we just obviously want to get to those days where we can go to a rock concert or go to our favorite music concert. And like you said, just go out to lunch or do something fun, man.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Part of it,
and we'll get there, you know. Will.
Absolutely.
But, you know, it's been a journey. And I think, you know, hopefully for everybody, it's kind of helped put some perspective on, you know, the things that are important. And, you know, also, you know, also in terms of career and other things, you know, I think it's, you know, a lot of people, you know, got hit much harder than we did. But even for us, you know, it put perspective into, you know, how we're running our business and you know, how much of a runway we have and everything and how we can plan better for that in the future.
100, dude. What, and there's no right answer because business is so tough.
It's a personal journey.
Unless your name is Jeff Bezos and you have Amazon.com and you've got money piling in every day.
Right.
There's very many businesses that are, no matter what you're in, you're having to get through this. Even if it's just physically, mentally, because you can't go on vacation. You can't go to a rock concert. You can't do the things you'd like to do that kind of gave us those outlets. For me right now, it's the gym. Even though the gym here locally has pushed back and is actually open, I'm not going in there. My wife's pregnant, dude. I just
totally
fucking crazily horrible, guys. If I got it just because I wanted to go work out, I can work out and do push-ups here for now until May or whenever my wife has her baby. Once she has the baby, I probably will be getting back in there because that's something I miss. I really would miss that, you know, tremendously because I've gone for a year now.
You know, finding some sort of sense of normalcy within all of this. You know, I think it's there's a lot of information on both sides. And I think for everybody, it's just about, you know, finding your personal comfort level of what you're comfortable with for your safety and the people that you care about that are around you. And some people can risk a little bit more, risk a little bit less, but you know, like you said, like you got to just be smart about it and not, you know, not force it.
You got a baby on the way and you got kids and family. You gotta be protecting your family.
Absolutely.
You gotta be protecting. And if you got, you know, parents and elderly people around you, you gotta be protecting them. Let's just be real. You're young and you got nothing but young people around you. Okay. You know,
you want to roll those dice, roll them. Totally.
I understand it, dude. I get it. I was 18 and 20 at 1.2. I get it. Do you have a favorite app on your phone right now? Something you like using on the phone?
No, I don't think so. My phone's mostly just work, you know.
It's work phone, yeah. It's
a lot of email.
Email, baby.
Lack of email.
If you could sit down to a lovely vegetable dinner with mushrooms and all your favorite veggies with anyone in the world, who would you want to sit down with?
I think I'll go Bill Gates.
Bill Gates! Very controversial guy right now. But
yeah.
I love the dude, man. I don't care what anyone says. I don't think that if you've made that much money that you want to hurt people. Like, I think that his intention has more good than Miles. I don't know for sure, though. I don't know someone's true intention, right? Like, we don't know. But my feeling is you feel like someone makes that much money, they really want to help more than they don't, I would think. If not, then why would they be putting all this money out to help people? But you never know. It'd be interesting to see how he talks, you know? Joe Rogan always jokes about how he's wearing his costume of his outfit. His outfit's like a costume, he said. But dude, in your world, I mean, in the world of software development, dude, is there someone that has done more brilliant things for the world?
It's an icon in business. You know, I think, you know, if you've seen, you know, I think there's definitely some controversial things out about him, but like, you know, if you watch the Netflix documentary on him, like, you know, he's really put a lot into philanthropy and, I think that transition, like, you don't see Bezos, like, you know, giving away his money in to that degree or really focusing on helping third world countries to, you know, end poverty and sickness and other things like that. Like, you know, maybe there's some of his motives that, you know, he doesn't take the best approach with or whatever else, but, you know, I think, I would love to pick his brain just, you know, as a business owner and to, you know, understand, you know, more about, like, you know, the decisions he made with Microsoft and stuff. Like, he grew that to, it's crazy. It's crazy what he's done, you know? And, I think he's just a very interesting individual and also, you know, knows a lot of other people and has involved in politics and philanthropy. And I think there's just a lot that, you know, if you can get into that head, it'd be really interesting.
And I always thought that he might run Berkshire Hathaway one day, guys. And that sounds crazy, but they're all tied up together, you know? Right, I mean, right. He's donating a lot of – he's giving all his money to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, as all his buddies are, et cetera. Why would he not trust a guy like Bill Gates to help kind of sit on the board and run the operations of his team, basically?
That's totally.
Be an interesting play, but you never know, guys. I mean, obviously, smart, very smart guy. Well, dude, you have a crazy, amazing story, a life, a legacy, and I think the journey is continuing. So can you give our listeners, where's the best place for people to find you, hang out with you, whether that's online, website, social?
Yeah. I mean, connect with me on LinkedIn, you know, Tragic Rich, look for Tragic Media, follow us, you know, give me a connection if you're in the business. If you're, you know, just want to see the, you know, a little bit of the fun side of me, you can check me out on Instagram, Tragic Rich, follow my, you know, tattoo journey and my modifications and everything and all my animals and, you know, looking forward, you know, if there's any business owners out there that are, you know, looking to, you know, build something with software, even if you just want like some consultation, happy to make time to learn more about what you're doing and, you know, whether we can help or I can help refer you over to somebody that might be a good fit for you.
Folks, this is a good dude right here. And like I said, you are positioned not only in a great place because this is the time that businesses are going to take it more and more serious. The next 10 years are going to be very prosperous for you, my friend. Put that money into some other investments like I know you will and make it work. Brother, you've been hanging out, folks, with Tragic Rich and Travis Too Tall and Huff. We want to thank you so much for your time today, and let's keep being real.
What another epic episode. And if you enjoyed the episode today, can you please do me a favor and subscribe to our podcast, The Be Real Show, on iTunes or your favorite podcast platform? And also take a little time today, if you don't mind, and give your boy T Huff a review. I would really super appreciate it. And thank you so much for listening today. We're all going through a lot right now. And Real Time Outsource, my business, is giving back to local and small businesses. Through our social media services and campaigns, we are actually helping small businesses get more exposure during these times and also when we get through these times. At the end of the day, we don't know how long this is all going to last, but most importantly, you got to think about your business right now and take it seriously. So come check us out at realtimeoutsource.com, realtimeoutsource.com, and we would love for you to qualify and get the process started where we can take a look at your business and see if we can qualify you for some of our services. Little to no cost for most of the businesses and some businesses, you know, you're going to have to pay, but that's part of life, right? But most importantly is that I think this is the time, folks, that you can actually help thrive in your business. And so I would love to help you personally with our team. We're all going through a tough time right now. So take advantage of us, realtimeoutsource.com. Check us out. And we would love to do some business with you and help you with your social and digital media in 2020 and beyond.